everybody. Cal Banyan here. Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, Etc. And this episode is with, well, if you were with us last week, you know her pretty good by now because we did an interview with her last week on the program. And this week, this next episode, this one right here, we're going to have Erica Flint back. And she's got some questions she wants to run by me. And I said, hey, let's just do it on the video so that everyone can benefit with whatever we come up with for answers. So, let me tell you, for you folks that didn't see the video last time, I've got some introductory information for Erica. Erica is a certified consulting hypnotist with a practice in Bellingham, Washington. She's been in practice since 2013. It started off that date. She anticipates by June 2014 she'll be full-time. She's originally a software engineer, problem solver in the Silicon Valley corporate system, and let's see here, she decided that, you know, even though doing all that computer type stuff was interesting, challenging, that she wanted to work with, as she says, here is the greatest computing device available, the human mind. And out of that desire to do that, she became interested in hypnosis. She went through her original technical training at, let's see, where did it go? High Tech Industry. Oh, well, she'll tell me what it is, because for some reason, there it is, Bellingham Technical College in Bellingham, Washington. Now she loves helping people transform their lives, and she's particularly interested in helping people lose weight, overcome substance abuse issues, and believe in themselves. How you doing, Erica?
Hey, great, Cal. Thank you. It's great to be here. And let me tell you a little bit about Cal. So Cal is a wonderful hypnotist. He is a trainer, a teacher, an educator, an author, a podcast great person, and many other things I'm sure that I haven't mentioned. I know you like to ride Harleys, and I like to ride bicycles, so that's kind of in common, but not really.
Well, thank you very much, Erica. I like to ride bicycles too. In the past, I've done a number of century rides. Do you know what century rides are?
Yeah, 100 miles. I did double century from Seattle to Portland once. Not in one day, over the course of 2 days. Done that a couple times. That was a lot of fun.
Oh, that's awesome. Had you done some regular century rides, 100-mile rides before that?
I had, yeah. So we have one here in Bellingham, Whatcom Century. Yeah, there's a lot of cycling that goes on up here in the Pacific Northwest for sure. And then I did another one, RSVP. That one goes from Seattle to Vancouver. So I've basically ridden the entire coast, not the coast, the entire length of Washington State.
Wow, that sounds really great. It's nice to be out there in the wind, in the sunshine, be it on a bicycle or a motorcycle. Let's hear it. All right. So now I'm excited. What you're going to do is, you told me you had some questions. Some might be in more of a management thing. Some of them might be more of a business thing. And some of them are more questions about hypnosis. And I said, cool, let's go. And just start off with whatever you think is most important to you. And I'll do my best to help you out.
Okay, so I do have a lot of questions. So I am going to prioritize here and start with the most important. So right now, the most important thing for me, there's two things. So I'll just start with this one. How do you measure and give feedback to your client that they're being successful? So for example, and maybe touched about this on this a little bit last time, but it's so important to me right now because I want to demonstrate success to my clients. And yes, they're feeling it inside, but sometimes they get a little disconnected with how they felt when they walked in the office. So when they come in and they're leaving feeling amazing, but they cannot connect with that person that walked in the door the first time, what I've been doing is kind of pulling out the initial paperwork, right? Like, okay, well, you know, you wanted all of these benefits and now you've got all these benefits, right? What else can I do to demonstrate to the client that they're successful?
Okay, so this is interesting. So, you know, your big question isn't how to make people successful, because you're a five pather, you're seeing clients, you're seeing the success. And as we talked a little bit in the last video, was this transformation that happens from the inside out makes them feel, even though they might have struggled with the issue for months or years or decades with nothing but frustration and maybe even getting depressed about the whole thing, then they come and see you, they change from the inside out, and the conscious mind and subconscious mind seems to conspire to make it be like, well, if I got so well, so fast, so successful, so fast, it couldn't really have been that bad in the first place, right?
Right, exactly.
Okay, so I first of all, just like we talk about in the training, and that is, you know, you want to do that pre-hypnosis interview. First comes the pre-talk, where you remove fears and misconceptions about hypnosis. Then you do the pre-talk, find out the history of the problem, find out what they've done, and what's worked and what hasn't worked, and then you set goals. It's so important to set goals. Now, for example, like if you're working for pain management, you'd have them rate on a scale of 0 to 10, a subjective scale of distress, that, you know, what is your level of discomfort or pain now? And so we get these baseline measurements and we put it into our notes. And before we do the hypnosis, you say, you verify it with them. You say, okay, I want to make sure this is right. Right now you're here and you want to be there. Is that right? Or sometimes I ask them, so we're going to be doing this work on such and such. How will we know when we're successful? How will you know when we're done that we're successful, or maybe that we're moving in the right direction? And so we'll get these kind of markers along the way. And then another thing, and Erica, you've seen me do this on the videos, and that is I have them take ownership of the change that's going on while they're in hypnosis and when they emerge. So when we start making these changes, for example, in the last video you gave a case history, and for you folks, we are referring to the last video, we'll put a link right below to the previous video so that you can find it very easily, whether you're watching this on iTunes or on YouTube or on calbanion.com or wherever. So you had a client who really didn't feel good about herself, and that was resulting in back pain. And as we go through the work, like the age regression work, or even the forgiveness work, or even the parts mediation work, these are all insight-driven techniques. And when they have an insight, so much more powerful than just direct suggestion. Like if I just said, oh, you feel confident, you feel good about yourself, you feel worthy. But when we run them through an age regression session and we find that child within that's 3, 4, 5 years old that gets this message, something wrong with you, there's something wrong with you, or you're inadequate in some way. And then we, with the help of the hypnotist and the client, adult aspect of the client, go back and talk to that child and they experience that shift in understanding, wait a minute, I am good, I am lovable, there's nothing wrong with me. And we get that shift, we run them through those events in the age regression again, and we have them say, I'll say, put an ending on this, I've changed because now I know. And put an end on this, I've changed because now I feel. And so this, what are we saying? We're crystallizing, I've experienced this change because now I've gained this insight. Now I know this, and now I feel that. So we get it, that's the child within saying that. Then we'll have that child transfer that knowledge to the adult. I'll say, tell grown-up, as I change, you change because I am you. Then I'll talk to the adult and say, good, put an ending on this. And I'll have the adult do it. I've changed because now I know, and they name the insight. I change because now I feel. And they tell you the shift in the emotional feeling shift that goes on. We can do that any number of times through the age regression process where there's been a shift. And then, that wasn't even the best part with regard to your question, Erica. What's cool is when we have them share those insights with us, then we're going to go into the direct suggestion work, and we do a segue. And the segue is we repeat to the hypnotized client, you've changed because now you know. and you've changed because now you feel. Okay? And because of that, you're going to be able to accept these suggestions more powerful than ever before. And when we give those suggestions, we are reminding them of the positive change that went on. Then what we're going to do is we're going to merge them, and we're going to have them as soon as they emerge. I go, and you do feel good, don't you? Get that positive suggestion in there, and I'll say, good, put an ending on this. I've changed because now I know. I've changed because now I know. So I'm once again reinforcing that they've made this positive change because of the work we did, because of this insight, and it's changed how they feel. And at that time, I can go on to say, that's right. And maybe in the past you felt this way and had this challenge, but now you're going to feel this way and you're going to be able to do this, this, and this. For that first minute to 2 minutes, when you're really engaged with the client after they've emerged, they haven't really emerged yet, and you can get a lot of suggestion work in at that time. So then a couple of minutes later, they've begun to emerge, and you can go ahead and continue to reinforce and compare, kind of contrast where they were with where they are. After that's done, I will once again put in their notes. You know, for example, with age regression, visited this time, and they've reported they've changed because now they know this, and now they feel that. And so I have all that really hypnotic suggestion, insight work, and documentation that shows them. And so, does that help?
Yeah, that helps a lot. And as a matter of fact, it kind of leads me to another question I had, because you mentioned goal setting, and that makes me think of coaching. And I hear a lot of hypnotists talking about adding coaching to their practice. So I wonder what you think about that, and how is there an overlap in what you do with coaching?
The only coaching I do is with our grads to help them get their business going. So I have a coaching program for that. As far as clients go, I don't do really what you would call standardized kind of coaching, but I will talk to my clients. They come back in for the next session, and I'll talk about how's it been going. And I make sure that they're doing their self-hypnosis the way they're supposed to. I find out what stood out to them the most from last session, and we talk about it, which gives me a chance to reinforce the change. Then I'll talk about their goals. You know, how have you been doing at following through on the things you agreed to be doing and the suggestions that you received? And sometimes we have to do a little troubleshooting or problem solving there and recommittal to the behaviors. For example, maybe with weight loss, they thought that XYZ eating program or XYZ exercise program was going to work, but then they found some situations where they couldn't keep their promise to themselves and reach their goal on time. And we'll just troubleshoot those situations and say, well, gosh, maybe this, and have them recommit and adjust. But I really try to keep that as brief as I can, because I know that once I've got that, my real work is going to be done in the hypnosis. I wouldn't be opposed at all to having a partnership with someone who was a counselor, social worker, or coach to do that kind of thing if they really understood the work we were doing. But I try to keep it to a minimum.
Yeah, I think I understand. I mean, there's some aspect of this, if I hear you correctly, where you definitely need to help them set these goals and be accountable for them. And that's going to help them feel successful on their own, right? And of course, we need to take the hypnosis work out of the office and help them see the benefit of it in their own life, right? Because you don't want them just feeling great when they're in the chair and then leave. And yeah, they might feel great inside, but you still want that to impact the rest of their life and impact everything else that they're doing, right? So I can see where having a brief discussion about the goals would be important for clients, especially weight loss clients. You're right. I mean, definitely we need to help them understand what they really need to be doing outside of the office.
Good. Let me add a little something to that. So as you're saying that, I'm writing down a couple of things that are coming to mind. As hypnotists, we have the same kind of goals as counselors and social workers. And ethically, we want to not encourage our clients to be dependent on us. That's one reason why I teach all my clients self-hypnosis, is we want them to become independent. So here's a tool that I use more and more, especially with things like weight loss or with changing behaviors or everything but fears. It doesn't really work good for like fear of spiders, but these behavioral kinds of things is I talk about accountability partners and to help them find one or two people that they could just continually report their progress to be accountable, because that is such a powerful tool. I mean, I have a couple of accountability coaches that I use in my business and my personal life. I'll say, I'm going to do this in such and such period of time. And then I have some accountability people. And some of them, they're accountability partners, not accountability coaches. And I just check in once a week and kind of report how far I've gotten to my goal, what I've learned on the way to that goal. And just knowing that I've got to report my progress, to have that accountability can be a tremendous help. And that's something I can teach my clients how to do that keeps them from becoming dependent on me in the future.
That's great, Cal. And it reminds me of something I learned not too long ago. I am really interested in health and I'm really interested in fitness. And I came across a study where the number one way people lose weight is by journaling their food. And that's all about being accountable to yourself, right? Just making sure you're admitting all of the food that you're eating. That's accountability right there. And it's been working for my clients. It's a lot of people don't want to do it because they don't want to be accountable to themselves, but it works.
Imagine if you had that journal open on the internet where everyone could see it.
Right. Yeah.
Or at least one or two important people could see it.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if people would sign up for that one.
Okay, good. Let's move on. See if we can squeeze something in. It's maybe a short, easy question.
Okay, so I have a question about, this is kind of a typical client that I have had come into my office a couple times, different client, not the same person, but exhibiting the same type of behavior. Somebody that maybe is kind of disconnected from social and family, somebody coming in and you as their hypnotherapist all of a sudden kind of become their best friend and they want to tell you everything. And of course you want to make them feel safe and comfortable. And at the same time, you know that you can't be their best friend and you want to gracefully, get moving with your initial interview and get them into the chair. So I was wondering if you have any, kind of quick maybe tricks for getting people kind of moving through that initial interview if they're kind of long-winded.
That is so hard with some people, isn't it? And one of the things you really have two questions. You've got a time management question and you have a client relationship question rolled up in there. And with the time management, I will, he or she who is asking the questions rules the conversation. And so I would just sometimes they're hijacking the session by going on and on about the football game or their daughter or blah 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 blah, and that's you have to ask a question that's relevant, and say, oh, okay, well that's interesting, but how about this, what stuck out in your mind from last session? Or, oh, that's cool. I'm glad she's getting married. Now, let me ask you a question. How's it going with your 7-Path self-hypnosis practice? So just taking charge of the session by asking questions that are relevant to why they're there. So that's my probably my insider tip for the time management. Another thing is I'll say, oh my goodness, you know, time is getting away from us. We got to save time for the hypnosis, right? Good. So let's see if we can wrap this part up in about 5 minutes and get on to that hypnosis. And that'll refocus them on what we need to do. Now, the other thing is, now they want to become your friend. And the deal is, I just will have to say to them that, you know, that's just, I have to be very gracious, but to the point. And I realize that there's a lot of lonely people out there. They don't have relationship skills, or they don't really have people who care about them. And there you are. You're on their team. You're caring about them. You want to help them succeed. You probably know more about them after a few sessions than a lot of people in their lives that have known them their whole lives, and they're starting to feel this bond. But you got to keep it professional, and sometimes you have to say it. You know, it says, you know what, under other circumstances, you know, you're a lovely person and there are a lot of common interests, but I'm just prohibited professionally from seeing people outside of the office once we've entered into a professional relationship. And I'll say, you can understand that, right? And if they do understand, and most people in my experience did understand, then you can just move on. But if they don't understand, you may have to refer them out to someone else. Now, that doesn't mean that you should, okay, refer somebody else that, you know, you feel this connection to, you're going to be best friends, or you're going to start dating or whatever. I highly recommend that if this kind of inappropriate bonding starts to happen, that you don't refer someone out and then inappropriately bond, right? Because really, most people in the other professions, could be nursing or social work or counseling or psychology, psychiatry, medicine, they understand that's not a good way for you're not serving that other person very well. And you should be filling, you as the hypnotherapist, should be filling your life up, you know, with good relationships, plenty of activities to where you are not tempted to get into some kind of inappropriate relationship with a client. Does that help?
Yeah, that does. That helps a lot. Thank you. Certainly, you know, pointing out that the more time you end up talking in this back and forth kind of conversation, you have less time for hypnosis, right? And they'll get that. And normally, like in my experience, after you've done some of the hypnosis work, that type of kind of talking, you know, and the lonely feeling and talking too much, it kind of dissipates. They start feeling better. And you know how it is. I mean, it impacts every part of your life in a positive way. So I've noticed that they come back in for the third session and they're not, they don't seem as lonely. They're not telling me everything, right?
Right. Now, here's another quick little thing, and then we're going to wrap it up. And that is, sometimes they're stalling. They're at the subconscious level. They know that they're this close, so close to having that cry or having that revivification of a painful experience. And the subconscious mind knows that's where we're going. And it will jabber and talk about football and ex-boyfriends and what, you know, politics, try to use up all the time to keep that from happening. And it's our responsibility to keep them on track. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that does. I didn't think about that before, so thank you very much. It's an avoidance tactic. I've had people do other things in the chair to avoid talking about things, right? Moving around and coughing uncontrollably, and it never happens this way, is what they tell me. But yeah, I didn't think about it like that. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Why don't you wrap it up, say whatever you want to say, and that'll be the end of this one.
All right. Well, thank you, Cal, for having me. I'm really happy to be here. And again, I just want to say how important it is for each of us to just embrace our uniqueness and be the best we can be our authentic self, and go out there and do great work.
That's right. Thank you very much, Erica. Erica and I both, you know, we don't talk about spirituality a lot on the program, but, you know, we have this concept of there's a greater thing going on than, you know, meets the eye. And there's a reason why my clients wind up in my office and Erica's clients wind up in her office. It's because that soul is looking for that person to help them with their problems. All right, once again, this is Cal Banyan. Hope to see you in class. I want to see you at the NGH convention. Our classes are all listed on the site. We got one coming up in May. That's our Week of Power. It's advanced hypnosis certification course for you folks out there that are already certified and you want to take it up to the next lesson. Hey, Erica, you know anyone that's going to be in that class?
Who?
You!
Me! Yeah, I can't wait. I'm really excited.
That's right, that's right. Erica took became a five-pather through distance certification. Now she's going to be going through it online. Is that right, Erica?
That's right, online. I'm just ready to do it again and learn even more, and I'm really excited.
That's right. I'm so excited that we have the ability to broadcast our classes online, so those who cannot make it down to our center in Tustin, California, can actually take our courses live online. You just jack right into our classroom through the internet. Totally interactive. You get the same practice, same supervision as all of our on-site students. So yes, May we've got the Week of Power, and then in July and October we have our regular 10-day certification, NGH-approved Banyan certification super course with 5-path and 7-path self-hypnosis. Ah, that's a mouthful. All right, that's it. Cal Banyan, signing off. Beautiful. Thank you very much, Erica. I really appreciate you coming by. I think we're going to do kind of a question and answer video that we'll have out next week. And so I'm looking forward to doing that. And so now all you folks out there, I'm so glad you came by. I'm so grateful that you're a part of our viewership. And I want you to look into our classes here on calbanyan.com. We always have our list of classes in case it's, next year, 2 years from now. We've got one, a course coming up, the Week of Power in May. July, we've got our next 10-day certification course. And I want to see you in class. I want you to become a 5-pather, a 7-path teacher, a lover of the secret language of feelings, and most important of all, out there helping people. Because when you create value by helping others, then you increase the value of your own life. All right, that's it. Cal Banyan, signing off. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.